music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till
uncensored radio free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And here we are tonight on the program again. It's Rick Adams with you. And tonight we are expecting to have with us in a few moments, we are expecting anyway, to have Lorraine Murray with us, a global researcher, her website, Global Research, one word, .ca. And she, of course, comes from the California area. For those of you who don't know her, what she has to offer, she certainly is one who has done a great deal of research in this field that involves nuclear testing, nuclear radiation, uranium wars, as she calls them, and certainly all that's in between. She's a geoscientist. She's worked on radiation issues, as I've said, educating citizens, the media, members of parliament and the Congress and others. She became a whistleblower in the 1990s at the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab after experiencing major science fraud on the Yucca Mountain Project. She has been an environmental commissioner in the city of Berkeley, and so she has a lot to say on a lot of topics. Among the topics that she has covered, Wall Street czars depopulating the world. And this one here is an eye-catcher, from Hiroshima to Iraq, 61 years of uranium wars. That is certainly an eye-opener. Depleted uranium is a weapon of mass destruction. Weapons used and targets hit in Israel's bombing raids. Planet Earth as weapon and target. From battlefields in the Middle East, depleted uranium measured in British atmosphere. That's an interesting one there, too. The kiss of death. Nuclear weapons, stealth takeover, and depleted uranium, dirty bombs, dirty missiles, dirty bullets. I might add dirty wars, too. Wars of lies. All wars have been based on lies, with very few, if any, exceptions. So these are some of the things that she talks about. This business of Hiroshima to Iraq is a very interesting premise that she has laid out. I do hope we can make contact with her momentarily, but indeed I do want to continue on this subject and open up the topic to this very subject now, since most of the media are consumed with childish and superficial issues. I thought maybe we, of course, on this network and on this program would distinguish ourselves once again as being in the forefront of getting to the real, meaty, important, vital, everyday issues that will not be discussed by the so-called mainstream media outlets. This is one of them. And this suicidal, genocidal, omnicidal course, as she said, is a course of disaster. We'll be back with more of Rick Adams Uncensored right here on republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we're back now, and our guest, who has not shown up here, something may have detained her, or perhaps interfered with her, I don't know, but in any event, her background seems to be legit. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard her on other programs, but I can't be sure. I don't know. And we do book these interviews, and we do expect people to show up. Many times, they don't. They don't show up for one reason or another, and I just would like to do these programs, and if not, we'll talk about the guest. We'll talk about the topic, as a matter of fact. This woman that we're speaking of, Lorraine Murray, as I said, is an international geoscientist and radiation expert. Now, she's traveled to 46 countries of the world, educating the public about the effects of radiation on public health and the environment. She has helped to collect 6,000 baby teeth with a radiation and public health project from children living around nuclear power plants in the U.S., the U.K., and Japan. The measured radiation levels in the baby teeth are higher during atmospheric testing. Ms. Murray has collected public health data from countries around the world and has exposed that all nuclear technology since 1945 have been explicitly used for depopulation. What do you think of that? The large rise in chronic illnesses since 45 are primarily caused by exposure to depleted uranium and fission products from nuclear weapons, nuclear power, and depleted uranium weaponry. One of the largest increases is in global diabetes. There are interviews by people like Ms. Aisha Ali in Malaysia and Press TV in Iran say Wall Street czars are depopulating the world, quote unquote. They've exposed the international financiers as the man behind the curtain of nuclear technologies. Nuclear technologies are now obsolete and have been replaced by the HAARP program, the new Manhattan Project developed during the Cold War secretly with the Soviet Union, known as HAARP. It is already used for the hidden agenda of Zionist science, we're told. Depopulation, land grab, elimination of competitors through natural disasters that have been weaponized and triggered by HAARP. It has always been the bankers and continues to be. We are living through a Holocaust against Christians and Muslims because both religions have traditionally opposed usury or money lending and charging interest. The bankers, financiers certainly are not very fond of that concept. So, you know, these are a little bit of the samplings of Ms. Murray, just to give you a little bit of background, a little bit of an idea as to where she's coming from. And I'd like to just get into some of the articles that she has dealt with here and see what you think about them. From Hiroshima to Iraq is an interesting article in and of itself. It certainly does raise some questions about the whole bombing issue, the bombing of Japan to purportedly end the war. That was the excuse given, and a case was made either way for and against what took place in the bombing of those cities in Japan. So she certainly deals with that. And deals with the fact that so much of this has been unnecessary right from the beginning. What has been done has been an exercise in raw power, raw technology used to kill off those whom we are at war with. So the whole business of secret nuclear wars is one that coincides with and is parallel to the overt nuclear wars, beginning, of course, with the United States using the war machine technology of the atom bomb to end the war in the Pacific. That is something that is still being debated today. It is still being debated today, the whole purpose of it, the development of the bomb, the hydrogen bomb, and so on and so forth. The fact that the United States, with the Manhattan Project that was started during World War II, you know, has been involved with research and other aspects of depopulation policy, as she calls it, the genocide genome project, if you will. So this is interesting. The Genome Project is a nearly completed scientific program to map the human genome. Human genome mapping and the development of new bioweapons go hand in hand. Secretly and in violation of international treaty, exotic bioweaponry has been under intense development in more than 100 government and military laboratories in the U.S. during the several past decades. I don't think that will come as a surprise to any of you. She mentions the Club of Rome, one of these big international fellowships like the Bilderbergers and the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, and so forth. And this strategy of depopulation extends to the collaboration of these private organizations, such as the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group, and all of these bigwigs worldwide who do feel a God-given, if you will, divine right of kings to sacrifice those on the planet who cannot be useful to them. And that includes a cross-section of the population, from the rich to the poor, to the young, to the elderly, all of them, all of them. She quotes Bernard Baruch, advisor to the presidents in one and two wars. All wars are economic in origin, said Bernard Baruch. And that is a given. That is a fact. That is something that no one, I think, will actually deny, that every single excuse for war has been a phony excuse, particularly worldwide war. None of them have anything to do with the legitimate reasons that they were allegedly fought for, not a one. And so she basically is saying that there's been a strategy, as others have said, to engage in a gradual depopulation of the planet. And, you know, you can see now, and tomorrow night we'll be talking with Jenny Lake again, who has done research in the area of vaccines and so forth, that is indeed is what is happening. The vaccination issue, all of you guys out there have gone into the military. May God help you. May God help you. All of you guys and gals now who have gone into the U.S. military, you know what it's like to be vaccinated, inoculated, and given all kinds of therapies, tests, and so forth that have changed your biochemistry. It has changed and altered you in more ways than one. Now, that is a sampling of what a group of people and governments would like to impose upon the population of the United States. Thank you very much. Isn't that just wonderful? It sure is. The slaves have to be led to the slaughter. And now we're hearing more and more every day a hint about the need for the preparation for vaccinations, whether it's swine flu, bird flu, fly flu, termite flu, whatever it might be, whatever organism or whatever creature is out there now, Martian flu, the American public will be bombarded with messages at first and then outright edicts and force when all else fails to go out and line up to get their vaccinations. And I will not do it, my friend. I will not, and I know you won't do it as well. We've been entreated to this phony, nonsensical lie of these lab-made poisons, viruses, all kinds of diseases that have been created. They haven't come out of thin air. They haven't come necessarily from the environment. They have come from labs. And now they're prepared to make us well. Isn't that wonderful? And this guest of ours, who we hope to be able to line up with, Moray, she basically is saying the same thing. And she's saying that it ties in with the one world system, the Zionist plan for world control. And she also goes out and makes the contention, as many have, that this Gaza experimental, if you will, this ghetto, the Gaza ghetto, and the slaughter that is going on there has another ulterior motive, and that being the mineral wealth that may in fact be the key to the Gaza desert. All right, we'll come back. And we will talk about this subject for a bit, so you join in right here on Rick Adams Uncensored.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Here we have the subject of the population of the earth, and the scriptures do tell us about the population of the earth being annihilated, most of it. And it does tell us about the pestilence and the disease, and it tells us in the book of Revelation as well about what we can expect to see in the months and years ahead. But this planned, elimination of the human being. The war on the bio, the war on the chemistry, the war on the genetic makeup. All of this intentional depopulation and, as she calls it, massive genocide are the core policies which the ruling elite drive international relations, economic aid development, strategic weapons development, and the design of engineered wars. You see, all the Johnny-come-lately patriots out there, and we know they're all over the map, they're all over talk television, talk radio, they would have you believe every single war that has been fought in the last 100 years was necessary for the preservation of our way of life, for the preservation of freedom against the barbarous, murderous scoundrels who would rule the world. Turned out they were the scoundrels. They were the rulers. They were the criminals. Not the people they put in power or the people whose policies were given us so that we could develop into a power structure and conflict with other nations. All of that was pablum. All of that was pulp. Yes, pulp fiction, if you wish. And I agree totally with what is being said here. We have the quotes. We have the quotes of the people in power, the people who have enunciated policies for the last 150 years in these areas. The Department of Defense itself, developing flying, spying, robotic insects, smart dust, and all of these other projects going back, to before 9/11, obviously, raises the specter of the secret government within. The government within the government, ladies and gentlemen. And the Genome Project is a nearly completed program now that we've talked about. This new generation of weapons and the bioweapons that go hand in glove with these weapons of the genetic warfare that is being used and planned to be used in the future. Development of bioweapons and expansion of the laboratories intensified under, yes, you guessed it, the previous Secretary of Defense, Donald Aspartame Rumsfeld himself, my friends. Yes, was intensified to unprecedented levels following 2000. They are cost-effective, something that Mr. Rumsfeld was known for. But as we've been told, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. So, essentially, that's what we're dealing with here. Radioactive wars, heavy grid and carpet bombing, depleted uranium used by the U.S. military on the eastern side of the Afghanistan region beginning in 01, guaranteed heavy contamination in these areas, where deep snows in the mountainous regions provide water for Pakistan and parts of western India. By contaminating vital water supplies in vast regions with radioactive contaminants, a secret and invisible low-level nuclear war is being carried out in and against Asia. Now, you see, this Zionist crusade that you will never read about in the media, for obvious reasons, is a war that is directed primarily at Christianity and Islam. But now, on an accelerated level against Islam, this contamination of the water supplies, of the land, the soil, and the atmosphere is nothing new, and you have heard nothing about it. You've heard about cap and trade. You've heard about the global warming phenomenon, but you have not heard very much, if any, in the propaganda media about these subjects that I'm talking about tonight. And then we have the HCG vaccine. We'll talk about that and other associated problems as we continue with the program. Rick Adams, Uncensored, only here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
And we're back again now.
To continue with much of what she says, now, this is Lorraine Moray. The HCG vaccine makes a woman's body reject new pregnancies. So it's birth control. Black women have involuntarily been sterilized in South African hospitals with the HCG vaccine. Hey, hail the ANC and Mandela, huh? Ho-ho! They were told after the birth of a baby that we could not leave the hospital unless they had this shot. Black newborns born to parents without AIDS were given vaccinations before they left the hospital in South Africa. And the babies were soon found to have AIDS. In some American Indian tribes, up to 80% of the women are sterile. Biopharmaceutical crops are a disaster waiting to happen. Dr. Ignacio Chapella reported that spermicidal corn was being tested in drug companies in Mexico. Some in Mexico are worried that the biopharmaceutical corn could pollute their cornfields. Sylvia Ribeiro, who heads the ETC Group's office in Mexico City, has noted with concern that the California-based Epicite Corporation boasts a spermicidal corn for use as a contraceptive. The potential of spermicidal corn as a bioweapon is very high. And reminiscent about the use of forced sterilizations against indigenous peoples. So, the message here is we can no longer trust what used to be sustainers of life, the so-called medicine men of our day. The depopulation weapons of the ruling elite are in the air, they're in the food, they're in vaccines, they're in medical procedures, in drinking water, in soils, and even in our bodies to be passed on to future generations. The irony in this demonic plan is that we were never informed. The decision was made for us. So much for choice, huh? So much for free choice. And she talks about the effects of depleted uranium that we already, in a very basic, superficial way, have heard about. Indeed, we know that many of the men and women now returning continually from their stay, if you will, their tours of duty in these wars of aggression, are now having their offspring affected. And not only physiologically affected by the crimes of the Bushes and the Cheneys and so forth, but also psychological scars and even suicide. These criminals that are doing all of this are getting away with it. And the only reason they can get away with it is because they indeed control the media. The major, powerful network media. And they always have. And they always have. I say always, meaning in our lifetime. There was a time when this wasn't the case. When world Jewry and Zionist Nazism, if you will, had not yet consolidated enough power in knocking off competition in the media, buying out competitors, amalgamating control prior to the 1930s and 40s. And yet that is true today more than ever before in our nation's history, the media control factor. And why is it the same people, the same tribe, the same families are in control of all of these media giants? You think that's more than just a coincidence, huh? You bet. I'm speaking now to the new listeners that always seem to be attracted to RBN, to Republic Broadcasting Network, where they're learning things from these programs that they have not heard anywhere else. Anywhere else. And they're saying, how can that be? How can it be that you are telling us things that we have not heard virtually anywhere else? Well, that's not true. There are other places where, in fact, other sources, other publications where, in fact, you can get the truth, as you know, by listening to RBN and some of our sponsors here. But overall, 99% of the media are in the pockets of these people. It is so incredibly disarming, so incredibly subtle, because it's not like something that appears out of nowhere and hits you right in the face. You know what I'm saying? You know when there's a car coming at you or a bus or something, and you can see the harm. You can see the danger. No, this is undetected by the radar screen. It is unnoticed by your own perceptives, you know, your own receptives in your mind, your brain. The average person doesn't understand. They still don't get it. They know there's something wrong. They know they're being lied to by all politicians. That's their game. That's their whole purpose for being, is lying. But they just can't imagine that this lie is connected to the bigger lie, to the worldwide lie that must be perpetrated upon the world population in order for the prophetic scriptures to come to pass. You know, whether we like it or not, certain things must happen. Whether we like it or not, certain things must come to pass. And they're not pleasant. They're not good. They're evil. Because this whole creation, this world, was not created to go on and on and on. Contrary to what the evolutionists would have you believe. And the so-called pseudoscience community, that we are going to just go on to the next age and the next age, and we'll go back to an ice age, and we'll go back to this age or that age, and, you know, from the Bronze Age, and, you know, it just goes on and on. It sounds like dispensational theology. The age of the Jews, the age of the Gentiles, the age of grace, the age of the law, and on it goes. Dispensations of time. But never-ending time, but never-ending, right? It just keeps going on and on. And no, the world will manage to recover, thank you, just as it has for all of these, quote, millions and billions and trillions and quintillions of years, they tell us. Well, more lies. For the first time in the history of this planet that we know of, we now have the means of destruction of the human race. Near destruction. The elimination of population centers, the elimination of gene pools, the elimination of all of this humanity. And it's being conducted by the very people who claim to be victims of a Holocaust. And yet, a Holocaust is unfolding, and yet we're not seeing it. We are being lied to. We are not seeing this Holocaust going back a number of years, going back to the contamination, the uranium-238, going back to all of these experimentations that were conducted by the U.S. Army, the U.S. government, the OSS, over all of these years, MK Ultra, you name it. Now we have the HARP program. And we were told we were at war with the Soviet Union. We were fighting to the death for freedom. And the Goya made it up. The people were beginning to fall into line again. How can it be? How can it be that we could be lied to in a world war like World War I? And told right from the beginning that this would be a war to end all war. There would be no more wars. And yet anybody with some intelligence knew that was a bold-faced lie then. Brought to you by the same people who would then bring you the next more savage, more evil war that I have produced a documentary about. That we're offering on this program. And mention again, I'll mention that again later. But that was just the beginning. Not enough people died in those wars. How many tens of millions and hundreds of millions and 200 of millions? God only knows. God only knows. But you see, the future offspring, the future generations have to be killed off too. So that eventually war will be gone. There will be no more war. No more winters. and man finally learning to control himself and the environment. Ah, yes. That's the way it was in H.G. Wells' world. But the reality is that is what this world is headed for. Something more, ultimately more frightening than war. Ultimately more frightening than the disaster of war and famine and pestilence and disease. And that is peace. Peace and safety, said Jesus. When they declare peace and safety, then you know the end is cometh. Sudden destruction cometh upon them, like travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. All right, now we've heard that Lorraine Murray has called in. And is she on the line now? So is she ready to come on the program?
Yes.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
All right, then let me say hello to she. Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, good evening, Rick.
Well, I know it's a little bit late, but you know what they say, better late than never, right?
I'm really sorry.
That's all right. As long as you're okay and you weren't detained by some nefarious forces.
I was talking to a Manhattan Project scientist about something really important, and I just got distracted.
Well, you're forgiven.
Thank you.
You're permitted that. I just spent the last 40 minutes or so giving your background and talking about what you talk about.
Uh-huh.
You may have heard a couple of moments of it. And some of your addresses, you know, your subjects from Hiroshima to Iraq and uranium war, suicidal, genocidal, omnicidal, all of that that's taking place, the birth control and the pregnancy destruction of the vaccines and the AIDS creation in Africa and all of that. And now that you're here, I almost feel like I don't know what else I can talk about. I've only talked superficially about these things, but
right.
You could tell us maybe a little bit more about how bad things are actually out there that most people are totally unaware of.
Well,
you can do that.
Basically, we are in the midst of a covert nuclear war,
right,
and a global depopulation program through genetically modified foods. In other words, they've weaponized food.
Mm-hmm.
They have weaponized water with fluoride and chloramine, fluorine and chloramine in it, and that is what the fluoride is what they put in slave camps in Germany. It causes cancer and brain damage and all kinds of really horrible diseases, especially to children.
Mm-hmm.
And the other things that are unhealthy, the chemical pollution of the biosphere, the radioactive pollution, all of these things are bad enough on their own, but when they interact synergistically, they multiply the bad effects of each other. So 1 + 1 + 1 is not 3. It's 10 or 12 or 15 times worse.
Or 111.
Yeah, exactly.
I get you. I hear you. And now people are wondering how you can speak so authoritatively in this area. And I say that apparently from your background and from the work you have been doing all of these years, you have been in positions personally to know and to see what was going on, not just to read about it, right? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Number one, I never had a television. Number
two. Well, bless your heart.
Number two, I worked my own way through 3 university degrees, paid for them myself, and never believed what I was learning in the university.
Well,
the university is not the professors. The university is the library.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big problems in creating this global nightmare, this global depopulation, this global targeting of civilians and citizens around the world is academia. None of this could have been created without academia participating fully.
And you do discuss that on your website, by the way, the academic world being under their control. And again, that ties in with media control, ties in with medicine, ties in with all of these other fields.
That's right. And basically, the really good stuff that I know about and talk about is through self-education.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hear the music. Break time. Glad to have you aboard, and we'll continue now to get into some of the specifics of what you have researched here. Lorraine Murray, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Well, that is the nature of what we're discussing with our guest right here, Lorraine Murray, and boy, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it, Lorraine, huh?
It sure does.
What you're talking about, people are new listeners. You know, we always have new people tuning in, and they say, what the blank are they talking about? I never heard this before. I've never seen this before. And I've been to college, and I've got a PhD. I'm a pointy-headed dummy, and, you know, I've got all these degrees, and I watch the evening propaganda every night, but I don't hear a word about this. Who is this upstart? Who is this Loren? And what do you say to all of that, Loren?
Well, all I can say is it took me a long time to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a whistleblower at the Livermore Lab in 1991.
Yes. Right.
And I didn't know what nuclear weapons were. I'm a geoscientist. I was there cleaning up the mess, not making it. And it wasn't until I left the lab that, and I was invited to Japan. I'd worked in two nuclear weapons labs, but believe it or not, I didn't know what a nuclear weapon was. And I went to Japan in the year 2000 as a Livermore whistleblower. I had $20 in my pocket, Rick. I was so devastated by the retaliation. And the Japanese invited me to be a plenary speaker at the Atomic and Hydrogen Bomb Conference, and I didn't even know what that was. I thought it was strange. But I wanted to go to Japan. Mm-hmm. And I attended the very solemn, very beautiful, very moving memorial service in Hiroshima, which is held on, it's actually held on August 6th in Japan because that's August 5th in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate the same time, the same day, but different calendar days. And there were 10,000 people there. The Prime Minister of Japan was there. There were people from all over the world. It was such a beautiful ceremony. And I'll never forget the chiming of the huge Japanese bell. It weighed tons, suspended from a huge rope, and that ringing was so beautiful and so solemn, and the whole ceremony just really changed my life. And during that time, we were taken to the Peace Museum. We were in Hiroshima for 3 days, and Rick, I was walking through that museum, and they had dioramas of what Hiroshima scenes were right after the bombing happened.
Mm-hmm.
In 1945. And there were people running around with skin hanging from their arms. And mm-hmm. one man was standing there holding his eyeball that had come out of his eye. And
mm-hmm.
There were mangled tricycles and lunch boxes and clocks that stopped right at the moment of the bombing occurred. And I got through that okay. I was able to stuff my feelings. But we walked into another room, and I looked up, and there was the model of the Hiroshima bomb. Fat man. No, little boy. And little boy was a long, thin, sort of a torpedo-shaped bomb.
Can we hold that
yes.
description? I just have a one-minute break so
okay.
we can begin the second hour of the program. We'll come right back to that. My guest again is Loren Murray. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
With recent internet.